This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. Hey, I'd like to welcome Russell O'Hare to the show. He has been affected by some pretty serious problems that he's alleging in his homeowners association. And, you know, many people around the country are affected by problems like this, where there's mismanagement of their property by a property manager or mismanagement of an entire homeowners association by that property manager. This company is Results Property Management in Kansas City, Missouri. They also go by Results Real Estate Services in Kansas City, Missouri, or Blue Springs, Missouri. And the owners' names are Quentin Kearney and Ken Logan. Russell, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good, good. So tell us what is going on with your homeowners association.
I bought my home over here at Creekside Village in July of 2014. I knew the dues were pretty high at that time. They were set at $650. But we were told when we bought over here that clubhouse, pool, walking trail, pond, and tennis court was all included. But unbeknownst to us, that once we got in here, we found out there's no walking trail, no pond, and no tennis court that belongs to this HOA association.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Russell. Is that what they told you? Did they tell you that the homeowners association included these things?
Our real estate agent, Nalesh Patel was his name. He's the one that disclosed to us that was all part of this HOA association over here.
I believe you're going to tell the listeners a story about how they tried to take away some of the amenities that were there. I mean, a pretty big potential deal where they would take away the pool and the clubhouse. So we'll get to that, but go ahead and continue where you left off, if you would.
So me and my wife, Bobby, we decided that we should dig into it once we got in, find out what was really going on. And we didn't have no contact of who was the management of the HOA association. What we were told was it was Curry Real Estate and not Results.
So wait a sec. So you were told that it was the association manager was not Results Property Management. It was a different company?
Yeah, on the clubhouse door up here, it had Curry Real Estate's information still posted on the door.
Are you saying Curry? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, C-U-R-R-Y.
Okay, got it. And Results Property Management, LLC, is the actual name of the company. And Quentin Kearney, let me just spell it, Quentin Kearney, is the co-owner along with another man named Ken Logan. Okay, go ahead.
And whenever I called Curry, they informed me they were no longer the management company. It was a Results Management, property management company out of Blue Springs, and they gave me the number. And so I proceeded to call them and ask them, you know, is the tennis court, walking trails, is that included in the homeowners association? And that's when Quentin Kearney with Results informed me that No, those no longer were part of the homeowners association that the original developer, Spear and Teddy, of this Creekside Village, had filed bankruptcy. And the developer of this movie theater that sits over here, just to the west of us, bought this land and used it, the dirt to build the theater. And that they're the ones that own it, that is no longer part of the association.
Okay, and I just want to clarify for the listeners. So Curry is not Kearney. Those are different. Quentin Kearney is an individual, and Curry Property Management is another company that was no longer managing the property or the homeowners association. And so what you're saying is when you purchased your property there, you were promised the tennis court, a lake, and a walking trail, and then that was sold to another company that owns the movie theater, and you never got those benefits that you were promised, those amenities, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay, so that's one part of this story. Now, there are really, so far as I understand, two other parts to the story. One part is an alleged fraudulent billing practice for repairs done by this company called MetroWide Building, LLC, I believe. I believe it's an LLC that is also owned by Quentin Kearney. I don't know if Ken Logan owns part of that, but what happened with MetroWide Building?
Well, my wife, Bobby, and I, when we started questioning the fees and the dues and why it was so high, we had requested to see the actual books through the HOA, and we pulled, I got a letter and sent it to Dave Zeiler, which is the attorney that represents Isaac Pecuia and this HOA.
Okay, so hang on just a moment. And I just want to fill in the blanks, and please correct me if I get any of this wrong, because this is a little hard to follow sometimes. Isaac Pecuia is an investor, your wife told me, from California, who owns an apartment complex that is also part of the Homeowners Association. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And he also owns 24 homes.
Okay, and 24 of the houses in the association. Now, Dave Zeiler is his attorney, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then there's another attorney that's going to enter the picture, and that's Nicholas Porto, P-O-R-T-O, or Nick Porto, who is an attorney that I've actually been litigating with over kind of the same thing for several years, where that I am alleging fraudulent billing practices with Results Property Management and Quentin Kearney and Ken Logan. And MetroWide Building. So go ahead.
And when we finally got in there to look at the books, we noticed several different things that looked suspicious to us. And one of them was a MetroWide Building invoices that had the same address as Results.
So you were suspicious because you thought it wasn't a different company. It was really the same because they had the same address, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what else? What happened next?
Well, we've seen where they charged the HOA $2,500 to go out and trim trees and bushes, $90 to pick up a tree limb out of the parking lot, $120 to pick up trash around dumpsters, and the problem with it was that on these invoices, it never stated what homes they actually went and trimmed the trees and the shrubs. It was just a $2,500 trim trees and shrubs.
It was just a general billing with no specifics, and the bill was from MetroWide. So, do you know if MetroWide has any tree trimmers and garbage collectors that actually work for that company?
No, I had a conversation with Quentin Kearney about that, and he had mentioned to me that they have certain people that do work for them that they hire to do that kind of work. So now I don't know if they get them off Craigslist or if, where they get them from. But, to me, it looked like these invoices were inflated on the price for the work that was being done.
Now, what made you think that they were inflated? I mean, why did you believe that?
Well, I have noticed shortly after we moved in that there was a older feller in a pickup truck that was going around cutting trees and bushes. And whenever I got off work, I asked him, what are you doing? And he said, well, I'm hired by the HOA to go around cutting trim trees and bushes out of everybody's yards.
Did you get his name? Did you get his name?
No, okay. I never did get his name.
All right. And what describe his vehicle, just because it may come up later.
I know it was a black pickup. I believe it was an F-150, 90s models.
Okay, a Ford F-150.
And I didn't proceed to tell him, no, you're not coming on my property. I didn't authorize anyone to come cut any trees or bushes. And he said, well, that's fine. And I remember that he was only here, about 4 hours that day. And then he came back the following day to pick up all the loose tree limbs and the bush limbs and all that. And I thought to myself, for about 8 hours worth of work, $2,500. I mean, that's pretty good money, I mean.
How many hours worth of work?
No more than 8 hours worth of work. He's only here 2 days.
Okay, so they build $2,500, this metro-wide building did, for about 8 hours worth of work. And, you know, a lot of people use these sort of very casual handymen, you know, that are just sort of freelance workers who don't have proper insurance, or they're not really real companies, real, you know, professional companies. Did he have a label on his truck? Was it a real work truck with a brand name on the side and a logo, or was this just some, you described him as an older gentleman. Was this just some sort of seemingly random guy who was trimming the trees?
It was a random guy. There was no company logo on the truck.
Did he seem to have like proper equipment, or was it, you know, I mean, I've seen professional tree trimming companies out before on the streets. And then I've seen, you know, a guy with a chainsaw or a pruning shears. I mean, what, describe that.
No, the only thing I've seen that he had was, you know, those hand shears, that you take to trim up the bushes and the skinny branches that you can cut off trees. That's the only thing. I didn't see no chainsaws, didn't hear no chainsaws. So, you know, the bushes and the, especially the trees around here, you know, since this is fairly a new development, you know, it's only about 7 years old, the trees really don't need to be trimmed. It's just the shrubbery. But, you know, I knew the $2,500 was an awful lot. And while we were looking at the books there at the results property management address, I had my wife, because she is a part of the HOA board, ask Ken Logan, this is picking up one tree limb, $90. And he said that he did not have any idea that Quentin would be the one we'd have to ask about that.
Okay. So did Ken Logan say whether or not he owns part of Metro-Wide Building, or did you not know that? Is it just Quentin Kearney who owns that?
No, neither one of them owned up to the fact they own Metro-Wide. Until we questioned Quentin Kearney about it, and he did say that was part of results property management, which I would assume, since Ken Logan is the, you know, other half owner of results, and he just as much involved with Metro-Wide as Quentin Kearney.
Were there any more examples of what you felt was inflated billing or fraudulent billing for work that wasn't done at all?
I did see another invoice that was, they repaired a water line from one of Isaac and Kuya's rental homes that was charged to the HOA.
So what you're saying there is that this is the home of an individual owner who should have paid for his own water line. That wasn't part of a common area issue that the homeowners association would be responsible for, right?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead. So what else were you saying?
That bill was, if I remember right, $442. Then I questioned Quentin Kearney about the inflated, to me, inflated lawn care bills for just the common areas. It's a very small area, and these lawn care bills were in the $100 bill area. I'd have to relook at the actual invoices, but I thought, well, that's, you know, awful lot of money to gonna be charging to mow just a tiny little area of the common areas. I remember seeing some on this bank register listing that they gave us for, it's two different months, where Brahma Lawn and Landscape charges $300 each month. And like at their point in Kearney, there's no way it costs $300 a month to mow the whole damn common areas that we have. Well, that's when they, Quentin Kearney and I'll take that back. Quentin went there, and that's when Ken Logan rushed me and my wife out of the office saying they were closing, blah, blah, blah. So my wife, Bobby, she made as many copies as she could before we had to leave.
What time of day were they rushing you out? Now, this is when you were inspecting the books, because as homeowners in the association, you do have a legal right, from what you know, to inspect the books, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what time of day were they? Your wife had stated before that she was rushed and she felt intimidated, that, you know, they belittled her for wanting to look at the books. And you know, that was the impression she gave me. What time of day were they rushing you out of the office saying they were closing?
It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and their hours of operation, I believe I looked it up on the website, is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so you believe closing an hour early then?
That's what they told us. Now, whether or not they close we don't know. We just got the copies that my wife had made, and we got out of there because we were at disbelief at some of the stuff that we've seen. While I was sitting there looking, the previous management company, Curry, had filed 2013 taxes for the HOA, and on line one, the income that you receive and everything else, we're at $83,000. And the 2014 taxes that results filed on behalf of the HOA, line one read zero.
So say that again. So you're saying that the previous firm on the tax return for the Homeowners Association, it said what? The income was $83,000, or say that again?
Yeah, on line one of that schedule, I believe schedule H, it's got to be filed with the HOA and the IRS. Line one, when Curry management staff filed in 2013, the income on line one was $83,000. And in 2014 taxes were filed, they were filed by Results Management.
Results Property Management, LLC, okay.
And it showed line one, $0.
So what does that tell you? What does that mean?
Well, that automatically threw up a red flag to me that, okay, there was money missing, or maybe Results did not know how to file the proper taxes. So I got curious, and I actually called the previous property management, which is my First Premier or First Service, that Shannon Cook was the old property manager. And I was talking to her, and she didn't really want to go in too much detail with me about it. She said that Results has all the paperwork, that they had no copies of it, because she said by Missouri law, they're not supposed to have any copies. They had to turn everything over to Results. But under her recollection, that the HOA at all times had around $50,000 to $55,000 in it. And at this time, when they transferred the money over, she could not remember how much money got transferred over. But the bank register showed $36,000 that got transferred over.
So, what does that make you suspicious of? I mean, are you saying that Results Property Management or Quentin Kearney or Ken Logan or something somehow sucked that money out of the homeowners association, or what are you saying there?
Well, my gut feeling told me that Isaac Pincuria, which is the investor that bought these properties in the apartment complex, and Results Property Management, we're all in cahoots together.
Okay, so let's explain that relationship for a moment. So Isaac Pincuria is a client of Results Real Estate and Results Property Management, obviously, because he's part of the association. But he's a client of Quentin Carney, who's a real estate broker or agent, right?
Correct. The reason why I say that is I actually got on the Jackson County website and pulled up the record of deeds, and Quentin Carney's name is signed on the warranty deeds to these, to the apartment complexes and these homes.
So did Quentin Carney or one of his affiliated companies build that project or buy it from the builder maybe when the builder was having trouble? Or what do you think happened, or do you just not know?
I don't know. I know Quentin at one time owned two homes over here, but I believe that he probably got a hold of the banks that own these properties and listed it for the banks. And Isaac, I'm assuming that's how Isaac and Quentin Carney came in contact with each other. And these transactions, there's two different transactions. One's for two apartment buildings. That was completed in December of 2013. And in October of 2013, when Isaac and Kia purchased 24 homes. And in July of 2014 is when Isaac allowed Quentin Carney, Results Property Management, to manage the HOA and his properties. And that in July of 2014 is when Isaac Pincuria restarted the HOA. He filed the proper taxes and paperwork with the Missouri Attorney General's office, I believe it is, and it restarted the HOA back up.
Okay, all right, very interesting. Okay, so what is the problem, if any, with Isaac Pincuria, this investor? You think he's getting preferential treatment, it sounds like. I know that your wife told something about maybe fire extinguishers or something that were charged to the Homeowners Association that went into Isaac Pincuia's apartment buildings. It sounded like, that's what I recall. My memory could be foggy, so just correct me. And then also, what I really want to get to is this story about how, from the way your wife told it, they were basically trying to swipe or swindle the homeowners there out of the pool and the clubhouse that were part of the common area amenities. So, again, that's alleged, you know, that's your opinion of what happened, maybe, or it's at least your wife's opinion. I don't know what you think, but, you know, tell those stories, if you would.
Well, as we're inspecting the books, I did find an invoice from a company that inspected. It was, I believe, 14 or 17 fire extinguishers, which in the clubhouse, there's only one that I've seen. And so my suspicion tells me that the other ones are in the apartment complexes, and HOA got billed for an inspection of all of them.
So what you're saying is you don't know why, when there's only one fire extinguisher that you're aware of in the common area in the clubhouse, that the HOA was billed for, what do you say, 14 of them?
Yeah, I think 14 or 17. I believe it's 14 of them.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
So that raised up a red flag to me and my wife, Bobby, also. And when Isaac Pincuria was questioned about it, because he's our HOA board president also, about these charges, the Metro-wide, the HOA was being charged for the trash pickup of the apartment complex is $181 a month. The electric bill, the average electric bill for the common areas is $572, and I knew that was high. I could see during the 3 months that the pool's open why that would be $570, $600. it all year long. And so my intuition told me to call Kansas City Power and Light. And when I did, come to find out, in 2012, the Banks had the clubhouse and apartment one, we'll call it, was all under one plot. And so the bank had the city of Grain Valley separate the two, so it was two different plots. But there was never no other electric meter installed. So the electric meter that runs the clubhouse and pool is also running the two apartment buildings, the hall lights that on those three floors in both apartment buildings, and the outside exterior lighting. This is what the lady at KCCP now told me. That all that's getting built straight to the pre-site.
So your allegation there then is that the homeowners association is being charged to run the utilities in Isaac Benkuya's apartment building, that the HOA is paying for that. See, that doesn't seem right. It seems like the HOA should only pay for the utilities on its own common area, not within. I mean, that would be like, you know, you billing the HOA for the utilities inside of your unit, right?
Correct. I do know the lady from Kansas City Power and Light told me that anytime a renter moved out from one of the homes of Creekside Real Estate LLC or an apartment, that the utilities in that individual unit or home was being billed back to Creekside Real Estate LLC, which is Isaac Petulia. But the actual apartment lighting is being billed to Creekside HOA.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the big story here. The big story is potentially a huge loss for the Homeowners Association and all of you owners who don't seem to be getting any real representation, and that is the actual pool and the clubhouse. What happened there? I mean, that blows my mind, what Bobby told me.
This is where we found out that Results was the property management company. The attorney, Dave Zeiler, has sent a letter to all the homeowners stating that there was going to be a special homeowner association meeting up at the clubhouse on, I want to believe this is in December of 2014. And so my wife and I showed up with another couple, Bonnie and Eric McCollum, and there was one other couple that lived right behind us that showed up. And this meeting was particular because Isaac Mantuya, Dave Zeiler was there with Quentin Carney. And Isaac had a proposal to where he wanted to lower the HOA dues from $650 to down to $487 or $486, somewhere in that, but then they was going to charge another $15 for insurance. So it was going to be right around $510 a year. If the Homeowners Association would agree to sign the rights of the clubhouse and pool over to Isaac Venturia, Creekside Real Estate LLC. And that made no sense to any of us. Now, this other lady, Ashley Anelsimo, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. She was the vice president of the HOA then. And my, alleged feeling is that she was going to vote. She was the vote. Isaac excused himself from the vote because of conflict of interest. And she was going to vote yes for this. But I don't believe that Isaac Venturia, Quentin Carney, and Dave Zeiler thought that anyone was going to show up at this HO Homeowner Association meeting. And when us and another couple showed up and we started raising questions about it, they said, well, let's have another meeting. but they rescheduled a second meeting.
Well, it does sound like Isaac Bencuya did the right thing by abstaining and not voting on that, right? Because there's a conflict of interest, you said?
Correct. I do believe that he did right, you know, by not voting because he's got the majority of the votes. So.
Okay. So you got to give him some credit for that. So was Nicholas Porto or Nick Porto another attorney there?
During the second meeting, I can't quite remember if he was there the first one or not, but I know he showed up the second meeting, and we were told that he was a random attorney that the HOA voted on, the HOA Board of Directors voted on, to represent the Homeowners Association for this proposal, and that he had no affiliate to anybody. Dave Zeiler, Isaac Nakuya, Results Property Management, or anything.
Okay, so why did they volunteer that? Why would they say this is a random attorney that doesn't have any affiliation with Quentin Carney or Isaac Bencuya or Results Real Estate or Results Property Management? Why would they feel the need to explain that? Did you ask them?
Yeah, I'm saying in this meeting, my wife had asked, did he have any affiliate with them? Did they know who he was prior to this? And they said no, that they didn't.
Who's they?
I'm sorry. Quentin Carney, Isaac Bencuya, and Dave Zeiler.
They said that they had no affiliation with...
No affiliation with him.
With Nick Porto.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And our gut was telling us that, you know, we at that time already had suspicions with Quentin Carney, Isaac Bencuya, and just Dave Zeiler. And that's why the question arose, was he affiliated with any of them?
Okay, got it. Okay.
And that's when they said no, he was just a random attorney picked out, and the HOA board voted on to represent the HOA on this proposal.
So in other words, it sounds like what you're saying is that Dave Zeiler was the Homeowners Association's attorney, and then they had to bring in Nick Porto to represent who, the homeowners?
Yeah, the homeowners and the Homeowners Association in general, because Dave Zeiler cannot represent Isaac and us, because Dave Zeiler was the one to help Isaac write this proposal.
Okay, so they had to have, it sounds like they were trying to follow the rule, or there's some rule or something, that they had to have two attorneys. So they had the HOA attorney, and then they had Nick Porto. But the key thing that's interesting that you and Bobby have both said is that Nick Porto stated, and so did Quentin and all the other parties mentioned before, Results, etc., stated that they had no affiliation with Nick Porto, that he was like this new guy, right? That just, you know, a new attorney that was brought in.
Correct.
Okay, that is correct, right? Because that's kind of important. Okay, all right, go ahead.
And only how that we had found out that he had ties within them was whenever I got on Missouri CaseNet and researched any lawsuits against Results Property Management. That's when I came across, you know, Jason Hartman, yourself, and I pulled up the case number, and it has the party's attorney name, and under Results Property Management, Nicholas Porto was the representative attorney for them.
Okay, and since that relates to me directly, I can definitely tell you that Nicholas Porto has been involved for many years with Results Property Management, with Quentin Kearney, with Results Real Estate, and with Ken Logan, with all of those parties, because I have personal knowledge of that. Okay, and that happened long before this meeting that you're talking about now, okay?
They rescheduled another meeting with just the Homeowners Association people that wanted the homeowners that wanted to show up with Nick Porto for us to set up a counterproposal to the original proposal that Isaac Bencuya and Dave Zeiler had offered. And that happened, I believe, in February. At that point, we had asked Nick Porto, Dave Zeiler, Quentin Carney, and Isaac Bencuya, we wanted to see all the actuals. all the actual invoices, the bank accounts, everything, to see how much money was in the reserves of the HOA. And they promised us at that time that at the next meeting with Nick Porto, we would have that. But when that meeting came up, Nick Porto and his Bobby and myself, with another couple, Eric McCoglin and Bonnie McCoglin, they showed up.
And who are they? Are they residents?
Yeah, they're another homeowner over here.
Eric and Bonnie McCoglin, right?
Yeah, yes. And, well, Nick Porto specifically said that he was walking into a firestorm because they didn't give him any actuals, any numbers, or anything to get to us. So he was already... Yeah, he already knew that he was walking through a hornet's nest. Well, then we were talking about counter proposals and everything else, and we decided that we really didn't want to give up the clubhouse and pool unless he wanted to buy it, blah, blah, blah. And he wanted to go ahead and throw in a proposal to Isaac Petula and Dave Zeiler and him and that Ashley and that Elzamo, she was there. They decided, you know, if they can get the HOA dues down to around $3,350, you know, and the actual homeowners had the right to opt out of the HOA if this transaction took place, then we might consider it.
Okay, so what you're saying, it sounds like what you're saying then, and just correct anything I've got wrong here, is that the pitch from the clan that you've mentioned, we mentioned the name so many times, Quinton, Carney, Results Property Management, Nick Porto, et cetera, was that if you are willing as a homeowners association to give up your property, the property owned by the HOA, if you're willing to give away the swimming pool and the clubhouse, your association fees would go down. Was that the pitch from them?
That was the pitch, correct. And it was going to be a mandatory $487 a year from all homes that had to pay for it.
How did you feel about that? Did you think that was a fair deal?
No. Because what I was telling my wife, Bobby, and the other couples that were there, that, you know, why would anybody give away any type of property? You know, why not, if he wants to sell it? You know, get an appraised value and sell it.
Right. Okay, so they wanted it for free. They were expecting to get this for free.
They wanted it for free. No money and he didn't want to even transfer over any reserves or anything like that. All the reserves was going to go to Isaac and Kuya. Whatever was in the reserves, they never did provide that to us.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a very fair deal to me. I mean, I wouldn't if I owned a swimming pool and a clubhouse, I wouldn't give it to anybody for free.
Exactly.
What else happened? What else? It's particularly interesting what Nick Porto's saying, because you're saying that he misled you, because I mean, you know, as you found by searching Missouri CaseNet, that he was affiliated with Results and Quinton long before that meeting, and I also verified that for you.
Correct. And after that meeting there, to my knowledge, Nicholas Porto sent over a proposal to Isaac and Dave Zeiler that we knew that they weren't going to accept because, one, Isaac didn't let it be known that he was not going to let anybody opt out of the HOA on the homeowner side. That the only people that were going to be opt out was his apartment complex. And so that was the last that we've seen of Nick Porto or heard from him, that one meeting there.
Okay. And that would have increased the value of Isaac Benkuya's apartment complex if that apartment complex owned the pool and the clubhouse rather than the homeowners association owning it.
Sure, It would have sweetened the deal for him if he tried to sell the two apartment buildings with that one that's attached to the clubhouse and pool, because he could tell the potential buyer, look what kind of deal you got here. You got a clubhouse and pool that you're not putting no money into. The actual homeowners over here are maintaining it. They're paying a mandatory $486 a year for the clubhouse and pool.
Wow. That they can't even use, right? You can use it, right?
We can use it, correct.
Okay, you would be able to use it as a homeowner, but you didn't own it anymore, and the apartments would get to use it for free is what you're saying.
Correct.
So that didn't seem like an equitable deal, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us about this whole story?
The only other couple points I can make is that I noticed also when we inspected the books that both attorney fees, Nicholas Porto and Dave Zeiler, which amounted to $10,600 and some dollars for this whole proposal, was billed to the HOA. Now, I understand that the HOA should have to pay for Nick Porto because the board approved for his services, but Dave Zeiler was representing Isaac Pincuria, that Isaac should have to pay that out of his own, expense account, not the HOA's. And when all these are raised to results and Isaac, they avoid the question. They don't want to answer it. Isaac will say, I'll look into it.
Okay, so what question doesn't he want to answer?
Why has the HOA been charged for both attorney fees, for all the lawn mowing, for the trash pickup, for the apartment complex, for the metro-wide building, which I know is a bogus charges, because you don't see no repairs done anywhere, being done on that behalf.
Okay, so you're saying that you feel that metro-wide buildings billing is bogus because you don't see the repairs being done that they're billing for? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. I believe that that's another way that, I allege that that's another way that results skims money off the HOA. And there's no accountability, with them as far as there should be an email with the board, the directors of this HOA, that states that, hey, there's trash around the dumpsters that needs to be picked up. Company ABC will do it for $90, and it should get approved, but there's none of that going on. Results is allowing MetroBuy, which is their own company, to... build HOA at will.
This is really an amazing story. Do you know if anything else is going on? Are there any other, I doubt you'd have access to it. Any other property owners or homeowners associations where this same thing is possibly occurring?
My wife had talked to a couple that live back behind us and running from results, and they had moved out.
These are tenants you're talking about that were tenants of Results Property Management, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and what happened to them?
They had moved out, and they had paid a $750 deposit. And they cleaned the house. They got receipts to show the carpet clean. So they cleaned the whole entire house, and they wanted their deposit back. Well, when results came in, they sent them a $250 check, and their excuse was they charged $75 to change light bulbs, $250 charge for cleaning, some other charges for changing batteries, and that's the reason why they only got $250 back on behalf. I do know I was walking the neighborhood one time, and I was talking to different people. I was passing out flyers on an event that we were doing up at our clubhouse, and one lady had told me that she rented there, and results was the people that she rented from. I never did get her name, but she's been there 2 months, and she had asked them to repair her dishwasher, and they had never showed up to repair her dishwasher or anything. So she'd been washing dishes by hand for, I imagine 4 or 5 months now, because that's been 2 months ago since I talked to her. And we had personally reserved our clubhouse for our son's graduation. And it was on a Saturday. I was going to bake some food in the oven, well, the stove in our clubhouse was not working. So I called the Results Property Management's number, got an answer machine. Quentin Carney had gave me his personal cell phone number. So I sent him a text, you know, say, hey, you know, this is ridiculous. My son, you know, his own graduation party, he was up here cleaning this clubhouse that you're paying EcoClean to supposedly clean it. It's not being cleaned. That my wife, my son, and a couple of our friends had to clean it before we can use it. I said, the stove's not working. And he said, who is this? And I told him who I was. And that was the last I heard of him until the following Monday. I received an email from Dave Zeiler telling me I had no right to contact Quentin Carney on his personal cell phone. And I had emailed and asked for the hours of operation because he was not, my wife and the other board member, Bonnie McLaughlin, had emailed Quentin and them over some issues over here in HOA, and they totally cut off all communication with him. So I sent the, because I was going to stop in there and make a complaint about the dirtiness of the clubhouse. And I emailed them saying, what's your hours of operation? And the response I got back was from the attorney, Dave Zeiler, and stated that that was an inappropriate question.
Yeah, this is just something. It's an amazing story. It really is. I've been following it for a while. Okay, well, why did you want to come on this show and talk about this?
Well, I feel like something needs to be done with, you know, Results and the way they treat people, manage properties. You know, I got, you know, I bought my house over here, and it's an investment to me. You know, I mean, me and my wife, we plan on retiring from here. And if they're not doing their job for other people, you know, whether they're investors or other individuals, you know, it's just driving down the value of our home. That's one reason. The second reason is, you know, that's my money that I'm paying into this HOA. I realize I haven't paid anything in there yet. I refuse to pay anything in there until the Results is out of the picture. You know, I understand that, you know, there's consequences to that. But, you know, I'm the type of person that I don't like giving money to things that I know is not working. That to me is fraudulent, and you know, paying money to something that paying for somebody else's services.
Yep. Nobody likes doing that. Okay, well, good. Well, thank you for being on and sharing this experience with us. You know, you've provided a lot of documents that we haven't had time to comb through yet, but they do look interesting. And your wife also talked about those documents on a prior episode. So again, thank you for joining us today, and we appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit HartmanMedia.com or email media@HartmanMedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc. exclusively.